Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 30 for week 32 of the Rotary Year, February 4th, 2019. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary Year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. On Friday, February 8th, President-elect Don Flannery and his wife Beth are going to host our annual February Fling at the Wakanda Club. This year, they are taking it up a notch by welcoming Pianopalooza. If you've not heard this talented piano duo, you are in for a real treat. Musical comics Tony Bonenkamp and Jerry Lorenzen are a dynamic duo behind their keyboards. Since it's kind of a Valentine's preview, it's fun to know that our own Ashley Bonenkamp is Tony's better half. How cool is that? I know President Don and Beth are looking forward to a fun evening of music and fellowship. Speaking of fellowship, the Wheels Fellowship Group is revving up for two events. On Saturday, February 9th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Historical Building, they'll view some vintage vehicles somewhere in the bowels of the building. Then again on March 9th at 9 a.m. at the Iowa Highway Patrol's maintenance facility. Big Wheel Randy Wirth will be driving these great fellowship opportunities, so be sure and check in with him if you're interested. I hope you're enjoying these Rotarian interviews as much as I am in conducting them. This week, fellow Rotarian Jack Schreiber is our guest. Now, Jack is a Des Moines native and holds degrees from Simpson and a law degree from Drake. He has spent his entire professional career specializing in financial planning and trust management. He joined Club 27 in February of 1994. He and his wife, Jill, are avid world travelers, as you'll soon learn, and he is a lifelong learner and likes chasing a little white ball around the links. He served on Club 27's board of directors between 1999 and 2001. Let's hear more from Jack.
So we're visiting with fellow Rotarian Jack Schreiber today, and welcome to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, but you've had experience in Rotary from a little bit different perspective in the international traveling sense, right?
Well, that's very true. In fact, when we had our 100th anniversary, we were supposed to write down what we liked best about Rotary. I put international travel as my best memory so far of Rotary.
And where all have you gone as a result of your time with Rotary?
Well, that's a hard one. Owen Newland asked me the same question at lunch one day, and I counted up 10 different places. I don't think I can recount the same ones, but it's literally been all over the world, from Sweden to Thailand to South America and points in between.
So when you have gone on these trips, you've gone with your wife, mm-hmm. and you've also traveled with other Rotarians from the district, or you just kind of assemble individually and just kind of show up at the same place?
Yes, we have. We've done both
okay,
of those.
Okay.
There's two different organizations. One is called the Rotary Friendship Exchange, and that is primarily a district-to-district exchange. For example, we went to Australia, and then a group of Australians came back to District 6000. And when we went, we were 12 people, six couples, and we knew them all, and it was great fun. And we were there for a month because you can't see Australia in 2 weeks, particularly if you tack on New Zealand.
Oh, my gosh. So when you went there, this was more of a cultural exchange? Did you have planned activities as a part of the group?
We had all of the above. The thing that my wife and I like most about this particular program is that we're staying in the homes of other Rotarians. We're not staying in the Holiday Inn or the local motel, but we're staying at homes. We're eating with them. We're playing with their children if they have children at home. And we really get a better picture of the slice of life that is that country by doing this, we feel, than just going and staying in a hotel and talking to other tourists.
Have you had the opportunity to stay in touch with some of your hosts over the years?
Yes, we have. As time goes on, we are staying in touch with fewer and fewer. But
oh, sure. Yes.
But yet, we've had some great friendships, and we've met Rotarians we've stayed with when we went back to another country unrelated to that, and we talked to our host who happened to be a Rotarian, and so he put us in touch with a host that we had met in another country. And so it's just sort of serendipitous as to how that all happens.
So one of the things, as I have been visiting with our Rotarians, I seem to sense that time and time again, those gears of the rotary wheel interlock with other gears of other rotary wheels to really make a bigger spin of things. And it sounds like your association with this international group has certainly caused that for you.
Well, that's very true. And for example, we got one of the wheels interlocking was we got involved when we were traveling to India in a polio plus inoculation. So we actually administered polio vaccine to young people in India.
How long ago was that?
Well, that was 12 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You know, the current status of the End Polio Now campaign, they've isolated down the cases to Afghanistan and Pakistan. So your work in India paid off.
Yeah. And although there's still vaccinations going on.
Oh yes.
Because
oh, yes.
you get new kids being born all the time.
That's right.
But it's very much in we think just a matter of time.
Right. Have you ever been to any of the Rotary International conventions?
We went to the one in Thailand, and we did that because of the other travel opportunity that Rotary has is called Rotary International Travel and Hosting Fellowship, which is a fellowship of Rotary, and they were sponsoring a tour after the international conference, and so we went to the international conference there.
And with what, 20,000 of your other closest Rotary friends?
Yeah, that's right. Except I think I might have been closer to 30,000 at that particular one.
Well, and what's interesting is Sherry and I had the opportunity to go to Atlanta when the Rotary International was there, and they had 43,000 attendees. I'd never been part of a group that big in my life. Yeah. It's quite an event.
Yeah, we were amazed. My wife has been a meeting planner, and she was really taken back by all the translating rooms that were there and all of the various fellowships of Rotary that have booths there. And I think it's a great experience. I had no desire to go. But once I've been there, I think it's a great opportunity.
It is an eye-opening opportunity. I know this year it's in Hamburg, Germany, and so they're beginning big promotions to attract folks to that opportunity as well. So tell me a little bit about you. I want Rotarians to know a little bit more about Jack Shriver.
Well, that's an easy question. Hard answer, though. I was born in a log cabin. Oh, no, that's a different speech I was going to give. No, I was born in Des Moines, lived in Polk County all my life till I went to school at Simpson College, graduated from there, found a job, and it turned out to be a job, not a career. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So after 5 years, I had married in the interim. My wife agreed that I needed to do something else, and so she continued working while I ended up going to Drake Law School. And that was a life-changing experience for me. From there, one reason I went to law school, I followed some people around, sort of job shadowing, and I really got taken with the idea of helping people plan and manage their financial affairs. At that time, banks were really the only game in town. They weren't financial planners as such at that point. And so I started working a year before I graduated at the then Central National Bank, which some of you may remember as United Central Bank, First Interstate Bank of Iowa, Boatman's Bank, Nations Bank, and it's now called Bank of America. But I quit after three name changes and went to work for a local bank called Iowa State Bank, which was just super, just a wonderful experience. And retired from there in 2002 and have been doing whatever my wife once done since then.
And how long have you been in Rotary?
Oh, gosh, I should have looked that up. I got introduced to Rotary by the president of Iowa State Bank, who was and is still a Rotarian. Mm-hmm. But health prevents him from coming very much any longer. But so I've been a Rotarian probably closing in on 30 years now.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
And once I retired, I gave up doing several things, but Rotary, I don't think I'll give up as long as I can
make
it to the meetings.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. So, Jack, thanks for visiting with me today, and we look forward to seeing you around Rotary.
Sounds great.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks to you.
Thanks to Jack for his time and dedication to Rotary. Now, if you've never had the chance to meet him, please reach out and introduce yourself. It'll be well worth your time. Now, remember that there will be no meeting this Thursday, February 7th, as President-elect Dodd is looking forward to welcoming us at his February fling party. Our keynote speaker for February 14th will be Connie Weimer. And if you know of someone who might be interested in this topic that she'll be speaking about, please invite them to join you as your guest. Now, planning ahead, you'll want to be sure and attend the District 6000 Conference coming up on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The conference will be held at the West Des Moines Sheraton Inn. Now, we won't be meeting on Thursday, May 2nd, so that you can attend the Friday, May 3rd, district luncheon beginning at 11:30 a.m. And you'll be able to hear our own Club 27's Suku Radia, who is the former CEO of Bankers Trust, as the featured speaker. Now, as you well know, his talks are informative and always entertaining. More information will be coming out in the near future, but you'll want to be sure and put a placeholder on your calendars now. Our Lady Rotarians will be interested in a special invitation from the Des Moines AM Club's member Amy Raitkin, who owns COBRA, Self Defense. She has a great event planned on February 27th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 at Cobra's Ankeny facility, where participants will spend 2 hours in training on how to defend themselves. This will be a hands-on training, so Amy suggests that everyone wear comfortable clothes and shoes. The event fee is $39 per person versus the normal rate of $79. There will be sign-up flyers on our registration tables at future meetings. Finally, February is Global Peace Awareness Month, which coincides with Rotary's 114th birthday on Saturday, February 23rd. You can learn more about the activities at rotary.org. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club and Rotary overall. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I hope that you are, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening, and as always, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.